The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "I wish I could, but I have a game"? Well, in this podcast, I, your GJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Welcome back to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and today I get the pleasure of interviewing Miss Morgan here. She attends Dominican like myself and plays on the women's lacrosse team. She's originally from Southern California and is a part of the inaugural season of the women's lacrosse team. How are you, Morgan?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to get this interview kicked off. Well, as you know, my podcast is about student athletes and their life as a whole and a bunch of different aspects, and I will be questioning you on many different aspects to do with that on this interview today. But let's jump right into it. Let's start off with why you started playing lacrosse. What drew you to this sport, and why did you want to pursue it at the collegiate level?
I grew up playing lacrosse in Southern California. It's not very prominent there, especially any women's sports. So you'll see a lot of North County kids playing lacrosse in San Diego. But for me, I kind of got into it because my sister started playing in high school. It's never something that I'd heard of before she started playing. So it was something completely brand new to me. Growing up, I actually never liked sports. I hated running, which is funny considering that's all that I do now in the sport. but I mean, what really drew me into it is that the community of it. I had a lot of friends who I consider family. I grew up with a lot of kids who played lacrosse, and I'm still friends with them to this day. I went through high school with them, middle school, elementary school. The sport's something that kind of helped me make a lot of friends growing up. It was already hard for me just kind of not being a super social person, but lacrosse definitely helped me come out of my shell and definitely helped me grow into the person I am today.
I like that answer. I agree with the aspect of still being friends with teammates to this day, because I as well have friends who I can hit up and be like, hey. Now get into that second part of the question. And why did you want to pursue it at the collegiate level?
Lacrosse honestly just became a lifestyle for me. I didn't really want to go to college at a younger age. It's higher education never was something that super interested me, but I did know that I wanted to play lacrosse in college at a very young age. I mean, in middle school, it's something that I just loved doing. Like whether it was 2 days out of the week or every day out of the week, it was something I was just doing all the time. And I knew that if I went to college, that's something I really wanted to do. And that was definitely something that I had to have in my life, whether I went to college or not.
Right. Well, now, obviously, I know you played lacrosse to the point where you liked it enough to continue at the collegiate level. But was there another sport in your life that you considered pursuing more or thought you had a better chance at in college? I know for myself, that was basketball. I played basketball and lacrosse throughout my entire life, and it was kind of a dead even race up until junior, senior year when I decided to play lacrosse.
I really didn't have any other sport that I considered besides track and field. I used to do track and field as a middle schooler. I was a sprinter. I never did the long distance. But I used to do high jump a lot. I loved doing dashes. That was always something I really liked doing until I got into high school, and lacrosse ended up being kind of my main sport because track and field ended up being in spring season. So I couldn't really pursue both unless I would have been swamped with schoolwork and two sports at the same time. I absolutely love doing track and field. I never really did any other sport besides a running sport like lacrosse. It's just something that kind of consumed like all of my years. I played year-round club and in season. So that was really the only sport that I considered pursuing in college because I knew that's something that I was really passionate about.
If you could do it over again and you went back to your high school self and you had to make that decision again, would it be lacrosse or track and field?
It would 110 million percent be lacrosse. It's something I can't see my life without. I mean, I definitely would have loved to consider doing maybe cross country or track and field, but lacrosse is my one true love, and that's what I would have stuck with.
Well, transitioning from multi-sport athletes, being a student athlete and juggling your social life, your education, and your sport life, what would you say is the toughest thing to figure out as you continue to compete and the competition becomes tougher?
Recently, I would say I've been having a bit of a tough time trying to balance my social life and my sports life. It's really tough, especially as a student athlete, to be able to have time or find time to give yourself like a hobby. I find that writing for myself is definitely something that helps me calm down, but being able to find out how to take care of yourself is definitely something that I've been trying to do more recently. I find that sometimes I'll get kind of lost in the chaos of it all and just kind of go through the motions of things. But being a student athlete, you have to find your niche. You have to find your people, whether that's players of your sport or people who don't even play a sport. But definitely trying, obviously, to balance schoolwork, your social life, your time on the field. It's all really difficult, but I found that at a young age, I was kind of able to master it, just obviously staying on top of things. And especially now coming to college, it's really crucial. But taking care of yourself mentally and physically in every aspect is definitely the most important, because if you're not good in just one of those aspects, like, everything else goes downhill.
Going back to social life and more of the sport life aspect, would you say that time management is a tough thing to master? Or is there another factor that kind of plays into that? I know for myself, time management is probably one of the toughest things to learn as a student athlete, because you're juggling essentially three aspects of your life all into one day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, time management was definitely rough, especially adjusting to college. My social life was kind of non-existent in high school. I didn't have a lot of friends, but I spent a lot of time with my lacrosse friends, and that's something that helped me get through high school. But I think now coming into college, being able to find a new group of people has definitely helped me learn that there's more than just lacrosse in my life. Time management was really hard coming into college because you're competing at a different level. You have practice almost every day a week, especially in season. That's rough. You're taking almost 17 and a half units. I mean, that's a lot to handle. Being able to stay on top of everything while also staying on top of your own physical health is really difficult. But I also think that with time management, like, you have to be mentally, like, locked in, which is really hard for a lot of people. I think myself too, because my mental health at some points, I'm just so checked out that, like, I don't even know what's happening. But there's just some days where you really have to push through it, and then you get to those better days, and mental health is probably one of the biggest factors that tie into everything.
Talk more about the mental health aspect of student athletes. I know for myself, I struggle with that, and I find resources around me, like peers and my parents and Headspace, an app I used back in high school, which I should probably bring out again, because my mental health isn't great right now. But are there ways that you can deal with it that help you get through the days?
Yeah, 100%. I would totally agree that my mental health is obviously not up to par, especially being a freshman, adjusting to everything. Being away from home has, I think, made me probably a little more chaotic than I normally am. I really miss my family, but I knew that coming here was something that I really wanted to pursue. My mental health at some points has just taken a deep dive, but, you know, like, I've always gotten back up at some point. But some things I kind of do, again, I really like writing, so that's something I do to kind of keep my mind off things. But, like, honestly, sometimes you just need, like, a little cry sesh, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to be sad. Honestly, like, I keep telling myself that. Like, some days I'll probably have one of, like, the worst weeks I've ever had, but, like, I'm always like, but you know what? It's okay, because it's okay to have days like that. And especially being a student athlete, like, some of your days are not going to be great. Like, you know, you're going to have great days. You're going to have great days at practice. But when you have those off days at practice, it's always really discouraging. But you really have to look on the bright side of things, you know. And I just try to do things that make me happy, that kind of calm me down. I like to take walks. I like to write. I really like taking pictures. I really need to get back into that, because my hobbies are something that I've kind of been not focusing on, which is kind of tough. I don't have much time, but I would definitely say that making time for hobbies is really important.
I'm going to touch on what you said a little earlier about it's okay to cry. I've talked about in previous episodes about mental health for student athletes and how the stereotype around us and being vulnerable is considered weak. Do you disagree or do you agree with that statement?
I know that there's a stereotype, but I do not think that crying makes us weak. I think being a student athlete makes us some of the toughest people on this planet, honestly. Being able to be that vulnerable is like, it's not common with people, but student athletes, they're in so many situations where they're also vulnerable. It's honestly just a common emotion for us. I think that crying allows us to really feel our emotions. Because at that point where you're not feeling them, that's when it starts to go downhill. I think me being able to be vulnerable with myself is something that I'm learning to do, as well as listen to my body. It's easy to push through days when you're not 100%, and sometimes you have to do that, but it's really easy to get kind of lost in that and tell yourself you're okay when you're not really okay. And it's okay to take breaks. It's okay to give your mind a mental reset. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have bad days and like, maybe you don't push through it that day. Maybe you take a break.
Right. I think let's flip the mood here a little bit and walk me through the more positive side of lacrosse. What has lacrosse brought you? I know for myself, growing up in the lacrosse world, it has brought me friends from all over, especially through the club scene. You definitely make a lot more friends because they're from many different areas around the state, maybe even out of state. Kind of walk me what lacrosse has brought you.
Lacrosse has basically brought me every opportunity up till this point. My parents never went to college, so I'm a first-generation college student. I never thought I would actually come to college, so lacrosse has brought me like the most like immense proud I've ever felt of myself. I never thought I would make it here, but it's brought me everything between happiness and college. And I think growing up too, it's brought me out of my shell. In high school, I was extremely introverted, which is funny because people won't say that now, but I was probably one of the nerdiest like athletes you've ever met. But lacrosse has brought out such a different side of me. I've met so many people through club. Some people that you met for a day and you might not see ever again, but if you see them at a tournament, you're like, hey, I know that person from the camp you went to. But it's definitely brought me such a sense of happiness that it's my outlet for days I'm not having a good day. But it's a place I go to for emotional support, to see the people, like my people, because there are people that understand what I'm going through as a student athlete, and they're people that I've grown up with. So,
You mentioned first gen. I as well am a first gen student athlete in my family. Do you think we have to deal with more pressure because we are the expectation, because the expectation hasn't been set in the family yet?
100%. My parents expected me to go to college. I was always terrified of college. I think now more than ever, the pressure's a lot because I know through high school, I did a very good job of maintaining a 4.0 GPA, which has been expected of me for God knows how long. Coming into college, it wasn't as expected, but I think I definitely feel the pressure of trying to maintain those good grades and like being overall just like one of those star students. Being a first-gen student's kind of scary, but it's also really exciting because you're getting this opportunity that most people don't get. But I also think that while I'm here, there's an expectation for you to be so great because you are the one person in your family that's like, wow, they made it. There's definitely like a sense of like, oh, well, shoot, what do I do now? Being able, I guess, to just be here is definitely really important. And I think it makes my family really proud, which makes me really happy.
Right. To wrap this up, my final question for you is if you could give any piece of advice to any young athlete that is thinking about a future in their sport, what would it be? And what would you have liked to know as a kid playing for fun?
Piece of advice would definitely be to know your body, know your passions too. If it's something you want to play in college, like you have to know that you're okay with that basically being a part-time job. I know growing up, I knew that lacrosse was basically my job, and I was okay with that because I absolutely love playing it. As a young athlete, have fun. Don't stress about your future, because that's something I did at a younger age, and I mean, at some points it just wasn't good for me. But what I would like to know, as a kid playing for fun, would be to relax. Like, I was, like, for some reason, a really stressed out kid most of my life, worried about so many things in my future when I could have literally just been playing lacrosse instead of thinking about college. And especially even as a teenager, having fun is what makes the sport so great. And I think spreading awareness to that, like, just honestly, don't stress about it. Have fun. You're playing a sport because you want to, you know, that's definitely something I would have liked to know.
I'm going to go on Twitter and retweet everything she just said. Well, I think that's a good place to end. Thank you so much, Morgan, for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
And I will catch you guys on the next episode. You are listening to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks. Thanks for listening.